بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions and those who follow their path until the day of resurrection. قال الله تعالى, this is the continuation of the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 84, 85 and 86. We begin with verse 84. قال الله تعالى, وَإِذَا أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And remember when we took your covenant. Still in the earlier verse, we went over the eight matters mentioned then in the earlier verse concerning the covenant, and here there is also more. And remember when we took your covenant, two things were mentioned here pertaining to the covenant. First one is لا تسفكون دماءكم, you should not shed the blood of your people. Shed not the blood of your people. And shedding here is killing, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning Mecca. He said, لا يحل لامرئ يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يسفك بها دما. It is not permitted, it is forbidden for anyone who believes in Allah and the last day to shed their in blood, meaning in Mecca. So there it means to kill unjustly anyone. And here, shed not the blood of your people. And killing one another. Shed not the blood of your people, nor turn out your own people from their dwellings. وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. It means, nor turn out your own people from their dwellings. Turn one another from their dwellings, from amongst themselves. Certainly, turning people from their homes is very difficult on the self, and it could be even more difficult than the killing. Then Allah said, ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Then this you ratified, and to this you bear witness. Meaning, after this covenant, you ratified it. وَشَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, and you bear witness. So, the attestation, the ratification was not absent, forgotten to you. It was there. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ هَذَا, then after that covenant and your ratification and your witnessing, after all of this, أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. After this, it is you who kill one another and drive a party of you from their homes. This address is addressing those who were present at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. It is directed to them because they are from the nation which did that and accepted that, meaning the Jews. تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ, you kill yourselves, kill one another. And you turn them away, drive them away from their homes. Driving parties of you, because this occurred between parties of them before the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby they killed each other and drove one another from their homes. Not only that, أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان. And not only that, you assist their enemies against them. To make them prevail on them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, this type of prevalence, ظهور, تظاهرون, in Surah Al-Saff 62-61 verse 9, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. He, it is who has sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with guidance and the religion of the truth, Tawheed, to make it victorious over all other religions, to make it prevail. This is the meaning of ظهور. And here you assisted the enemies in order to make them prevail. تظاهرون عليهم. So you assist those who transgress against these parties of you. You assist them in their transgression, in sin and transgression. Every transgression is a sin. And the opposite is not true, meaning not every sin is a transgression, except on oneself. The person who drinks intoxicants is sinful and disobeying. And the one who kills unjustly another, who is forbidden to kill, he is sinful and transgressing. And the one who drives a person from his home is sinful and transgressing. So these or those Jews, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, Allah, after taking the covenant, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant from them and attested to it and they witnessed to it, they really did not fulfill it. They drove one another from their lands and they assisted their enemies on some parties of them in sin and transgression. Not only that, next verse please, the next part of the verse. وَإِن يَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَى تُفَادُوهُمْ وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their expulsion was forbidden to you. And the captive is the one who is held during by his enemy. So, you ransom them from captivity. But وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ, although their expulsion was forbidden. Expulsing them from their lands was forbidden. So therefore you did not establish the faith in the entire book. That's why Allah said in the next part of the verse, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. This exclamation is a denunciation, a scolding. Then do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? So, how is this applicable concerning the covenant? Listen to this. They rejected the command not to kill each other and not to expel one another from their lands. On the other hand, they believed in ransoming the captives. And the one who follows this way of worship, in fact, did not worship Allah truly. Rather, worshipped his desire. So when the legal command or the legal ruling fits his desire, he will take by it. And if it doesn't, he will start making excuses or resort to distortions and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Then what is the recompense of those who do among you this, except disgrace in the life of this world? And on the day of resurrection, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And on the day of resurrection, they shall be consigned to the most grievous torment. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection. يوم القيامة, القيامة is the day of resurrection. It is called like القيامة. It is given this name, القيامة, because in it, لأن الناس يقومون فيه من قبورهم لرب العالمين. Because mankind will be resurrected from their graves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will resurrect to their Lord, the Lord of all that exists. And it is also because لِأَنَّهُ يَقُومُ فِيهِ الْأَشْهَادِ, because the witnesses stand there on that day. And وَلِأَنَّهُ يقام فيه العدل, and because on that day justice will be established. So on that day they will return to receive the أشد العذاب, the worst of punishment and the greatest punishment. Then Allah said, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. This is where we explain this many times, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is negating a negative attribute. And this attribute is unawareness. Because of His perfect knowledge and perfect supervision and observance, then verse 86, أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون. أولئك, those, referring to those Jews who broke the covenant. Those are they who have brought the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. So they chose this life for the hereafter, and they sold the hereafter for a cheap price. This life is called dunya, lowly life, because it occurs first, time wise it is before the hereafter, so it precedes the hereafter, and because of its lowliness, because it is low to that of the hereafter. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لَمَوْضِعُ صَوْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. The place for a whip in paradise is better than this life and everything in it. فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, their torment shall not be lightened, nor shall they be helped. So it's not going to be lightened, time-wise, intensity-wise, degree of strength, no lightning in this. وَلَهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ nor shall they be helped. No one will prevent punishment from occurring to them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ghafir 40, 49 and 50, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمِ ادعوا ربكم يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب قالوا أولم تك تأتيكم رسلكم بالبينات قالوا بلى قالوا فادعوا وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. Listen to these verses. And those in the fire will say to the keepers, to the angels of hell, call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment for a day. They will say, did there not come to you your messengers with clear evidences and signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then call as you like. And the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. So they will despair. From leaving the fire. So that's why they didn't say, أَخْرِجْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, take us out of it. And they didn't say, lighten it on us continuously. Rather, look what they said. يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Look, let's take it please here. Call, look at this here. يَوْمًا, only one day. Let's have this statement there. Only one day. نسأل الله العافية. We seek refuge in Allah from this. Lighten it one day. Call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment for a day. Call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment for what? For how long? Only one day. نسأل الله العافية. يتمنون, they wish that the punishment will be lightened upon them for one day. But this will not happen. So they will be told, scolding, and in a way to make them feel regret. أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Didn't there not come to you your messengers with clear evidences and signs? قالوا بلى, they admitted, they said yes, they will say yes. And that, well, what will the reply will be? Then call as you like. And the invocation will not help them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ, at the end of the verse. And the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. The benefits of this verse, of these verses. Allah took the covenant from the children of Israel not to kill each other. Second, Allah took the covenant from them not to expel each other from their lands. Thirdly, the Ummah is like one self. Fourthly, the eloquent style this is deducted in the saying, لا تسفكون دماءكم, shed not your blood and don't expel one another from your lands. In this style, there is the incitement, the strong incitement and profound incitement to keep away from what they were forbidden to do. It is as if the one who transgresses against someone else indeed transgress against himself. And from the benefits, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, that the children of Israel attested and confessed and ratified in terms of the ratification of the covenant, and they were witnesses on that. Six, making clear the rebellion of the children of Israel, because they broke the covenant which Allah took from them and ended up killing each other and expelling each other from their lands. And from the benefits of this verse is that some of them used to help others on each other in sin and transgression to be victorious, to prevail. And this is such type of victory sought in this way is illegal, is unjust. However, if it is done in a just way, then it is okay. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some of His slaves excel over others. As Allah said in Surah Al-Hujurat 49:13, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. O mankind, we have created you from a male and female, and we made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah, most honorable, is that believer who has taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in 49:35, فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السِّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتْرَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse, فَلَا تَهِنُوا, so be not weak and ask not for peace. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتْرَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. While you are having the upper hand, the prevailing one, Allah is with you and you will never decrease the reward of your good deeds. So it is justly done, it is okay. And from the benefits is the contradiction of the children of Israel concerning their religion and their acceptance of the Sharia, such that they kill one another and expel one another. But if some of them were taken captives, they ransomed them, because in their Sharia it is incumbent upon them to ransom each other. And this is from believing in some of the book and disbelieving in another. And that's why Allah said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You believe in some of the book and you disbelieve in another part. The 10th point of benefit: disbelief in some of Sharia is disbelieving in its entirety. How is this? It's clear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened those who believe in part of the book and reject other parts, the like of which the like of which, if he believes in some of the messengers and doesn't believe in others or in the entire messengers, in all the messengers, then this is also disbelief. And the evidence for this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 26, 105, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. Look at this. The people of Noah belied the messenger. No, belied the messengers with an S, the plural. Yet we know that Noah was the first messenger, was not preceded by any messenger. Even though Allah made them belying all the messengers, because they belied one single messenger. And it is also due to the saying of Allah in chapter 4, verse 150 and 151, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah and disbelieving in His messengers, saying, we believe in some but reject others, and wish to adopt a way in between, they are in truth disbelievers, and we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment. And from the points of benefit, point 11, is the amplification of the torment on the children of Israel, where they will have humiliation in this life, and on the day of resurrection they will be facing the worst of torment and most intense. We seek refuge in Allah from that. 12th point of benefit, the affirmation, confirmation of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, where people will stand resurrected from their graves. And from the points of benefit, the threat to those who broke the covenant, where Allah said, look at the type of the threat, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and certainly Allah is not unaware of what you do. In this there is a severe threat. And this verse also proves the opposite of this negation, which is the unawareness, that to Allah belongs the complete awareness, complete knowledge, and complete running of the affairs and observation and awareness. And from the benefits, affirming the attributes of Allah, that the attributes of Allah are two types, affirmed and negated. Affirmed and negated. Yet it must be known that أَنَّ النَّفْيَ الْمَحْضَ لَا يُوجَدُ فِي صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ, that pure negation does not exist with the attributes of Allah. However, this negation is to make clear the perfect opposite. Is to make clear the perfect opposite. of that which is negated. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 30, verse 49. Surah Al-Kahf, I'm sorry, Al-Kahf, 18, 49, not Qaf. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا And your Lord, there is the point of evidence at the end. And your Lord treats no one with injustice. This proves the opposite perfection, and that is what? Justice. Complete, perfect justice to Allah. And that He doesn't treat anyone with injustice. Similarly, in Surah Qaf now, which is 50, 38, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِن لُغُوبٍ You know, the creation of the heavens and the earth and all that's between them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِن لُغُوب And nothing of tiredness or fatigue touches us. Touched us. Naam, that's it. And nothing of fatigue touched us. So this what? It proves what? كمال القوة Perfection of power. Together with negating fatigue. And according to this rule, you consider all these attributes of negation. And from the benefits of this verse is scolding those who prefer and choose the life of this world to that over that of the hereafter. In addition of being something of misguidance, it is also foolishness, because this life, the enjoyment of it is little, then it will vanish, it will end, and the next life is better and everlasting. And from the benefits is that those people of the children of Israel are to be in torment forever. Because Allah said, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ Torment is not to be lightened on them. And from this, the disbeliever, none he can find to help him prevent the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will befall him. Point of caution. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us from the news of the children of Israel in these verses, included in that is the warning, so that we don't fall in the same thing which they fell in. But it is regretfully to be said that some of this ummah fell in the same type of deeds which the children of Israel did. And this is proving the truthfulness of the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ You will follow and trail the path of those who were before you. And from the hadith earlier we knew that those are the Christians and the Jews meant in this hadith. This brings the end of the points of benefits together with this point of caution. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَى وَأَعْلَمْ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ And then tomorrow, inshallah, we go to verses 78 and 87 and 88, inshallah ta'ala.